We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tezvav and Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava Bar Rav Huna. We had here a machloikis, a three-way machloikis actually, how to learn the brisa that says, L'achilas Peres Ketzat. So it said if someone stole a field from his friend, and then the Nigzal is collecting it from him because he made, according to Rava, Boris Shechem Aros in it, and he's collecting the Peres as well. So halacha is, he collects the kerem nechasim shabadim, and the peiros from nechasim echarim. According to Rabba, the case was that the ganav stole it, and then masikin took it away, you know, goyim took it away from the ganav. So now the nigzal is coming to the gazdan, so where's my field? So he has to pay it also. So same thing, kerem he collects from nechasim shabadim of the gazdan, and the peiros from nechasim echarim. According to Rav Ashi, it's a different case, and according to Rav Ashi, he sold it. So there it's different. Because here the Gemara's kasha is bein l'rava, bein l'rava Rav Huna, milva apehu, or milva apehu, and the government chasav shabadim. How does the nigzal go to the gazlan and collect from him, from the chasav shabadim, at least the principle he collects from chasav shabadim, it's a milva apehu. The only time you collect from a kuchis is when it's a milva b'shtar. Why? That's a koil. So when someone bought something from this gazlan, we call him Ruvain, he knows to be careful. He knows all about all his chayvis, and he doesn't buy something if the guy leans on his property. But here, the guy stole, like how the Lekuch is supposed to know about that? It's a milva apeh. That's the Gemara's kasha, it's a milva apeh. Bishlam of Rav Ashi, the case you're collecting the keren is because he sold the field to Chaveroi, and the Chaveroi, Shimon, is one who's collecting the keren because he was sold to Brooklyn Bridge. But according to Rava and Rabbi Rav Huna that learned, the case was that when we say we're collecting the keren, it's going on the nigzah from the gazlin. Both the Karen and the Paris is going on the Nigzah from the Gazlin. So then the Shaila is, why is he allowed to collect anything from Rechas V'Shabadim? L'char, it's a Milva Apeh. It's a Milva Apeh. Where's the Shtar? Where's the Shtar Nigzah has on the Gazlin that says he collects from V'Shabadim? And for the Gemara, Hakumai Eskinon, Kesh'omad B'din. The case was that they already had a Din Taira, but they didn't Taira already the Paskin that you, Reuven, stole that field. And therefore, everyone was a Kaila ready that Reuven owes this thing back to Shimon, and not back to Shimon, but back to the Nigzal. And therefore, once Reuven owed it back to the Nigzal, so you shouldn't have bought anything from Reuven at that time, and therefore, you could collect from a Shabbatim. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, Shom Vadid V'Hadazavin, huh? Yeah, because it has a coil. And one Vadid has a coil already. Everyone knows about it. Rashi says, Kivin the Chayuva Bez, then it's like Cholav, how like Kimilva B'Shtar. Same thing like Kimilva B'Shtar. Freit the Gemara, but everything has a shibud, really. Just say the lekuchos. You said it has to have a curl. Yeah, it has a curl. Break them up. That's the case. Yochi Paris Nami. So then, once you have that Omad Vadin, that even Paris. The only reason why you don't collect from Paris is because there's an Adav Kitzvah, so you can't have Paris. But here, you already Omad Vadin. He owes the property back and the money for the property, and he owes the Paris, let's say $400 for the Paris. So there's Omad Vadin, so Paris also collect from Shabbat then. Yochi Paris Nami. And for the Gemara, you know what the case was? Because Omer Vadin Ala Karen, Omer Vadin Ala Paris, the Omer Vadin Ala Karen, and now the Paris. For anything more, like my Pascha, like the Brisa, how are you supposed to stand for the Brisa? Like Vos Epis, you Omer Vadin Ala Karen, not Ala Paris. My Pascha. So the Gemara's answer is, Stom of the Milsik, you Tava Inish Karen, or Tava Bresha. The Stam is, when you Taveya the Gazlan, you take first the Karen, then you worry about the Paris. Take one thing at a time, and therefore it's very possible you're on with them for one and not for the other one. That's what it is. So it comes out really that the reason why you don't collect from Shabbatim is because Milva Apeh by Paris, right? That's really what comes out. That's what comes out. That's why you're not collecting. The Pella is that this bride says, they take an oilam. It says, because not a Davakotsev. Here it's not because not a Davakotsev. Here it's because, not because, here there's a finite amount. Here the problem was that it was Milva Apeh. It's a Pella. That's a pshat. That's Tizus Kash on top. Tema, McCain, my predicate oilam, a labor din, logovit, novape, logovim shabdi, the effect Tizus. So Tizus says, Yeshloim, the lav may take an oilam, if I'm taking off, you know, hoil of Alma din al Karen, yes, Kerl Gamma Paris, who says I'm stickle tire, but it's a good kasha. You look at Tizus and Tizus is a tarot. We read it, but look, Ayn Shom. So tomorrow, right? Mesova Shmuel, Lekeach, Megazan, Lesser Shvach. We're going back now to the whole idea over here. That a lekeach megazlan, according to Shmuel, has no shvach. Why not? Because of ribbis. Let's repeat what goes on. What happened is Reuven stole a property. He stole a property and he sold it to Shimon. Lamaisa, it's found out Reuven, not Reuven's property, and he just sold a bunch of hot ear to Shimon. So Shimon goes back to Reuven and says, give back my money. What about the improvements that Shimon made in the property? Does he get it back from Reuven or not? So Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Why not? Give back my shvach. What do you mean? So the reason is because it looks like ribbis. Since he really didn't borrow anything, so basically he lent money to the Meicher, he lent money to Reuven, and now he's collecting back the money with extra, with ribbis, with interest. That's why now I'll do it. That's Shavu Shmuel. So very quick about Kasha. But Sava Shmuel, Lekech, Megazlin, Lasse Shvacha, you tell me Shmuel holds that when you buy from a Gazlin and you go back and collect it back from the Gazlin with the money you pay for property, you don't get the money for the Shvach. Well, Omle Shmuel, Rav Chinna Bar Shilas, Shmuel told Rav Chinna Bar Shilas, when you write a star, Imlich Vekosav, ask the Meicher what he wants to put into the insurance. Shufra, which means that he could collect the insurance from your good properties. Shvacha, could he collect the shvach that he improves from you? Uperi and the Paris. So it says that you have to ask the Meicher wants to put into the shtar. Now, Bamai, what are we talking about? What's this insurance for? And what type of collection from Shimon is this insurance for? That Reuven's going to pay back. If it means a case where Bachoiv comes and collects from Shimon, that Shimon goes back to Reuven and says, here, you know, give me back my money and my shvach, my peris, me is the peri. The luck is Bachoiv doesn't take the peris. The luck is Shimon bought a property. He improves it and he has peris sitting there. So when the Bachoiv comes and collects it, all he gets really is a lien on the property. Even the shvach that he gets is a chiddush, that he gets the shvach. But Shmuel says he doesn't get the peris. What's the peris got to do with him? The Bachav collect the peris? Huh?
They agreed to.
Bachav doesn't collect the peris from Lekeach. What does Bachav do with the peris of Lekeach? Bachav didn't agree to nothing. Bachav, he lent him money, that's all.
But
Imlich is something else. It's not the Meicher, it's something else. Imlich is between Shimon and Reuven.
Right.
Now I'm talking something else. When the Bachav comes to collect from Shimon, but what's Bachav allowed to take from Shimon? Only things they lean on. No. Bachav not Reuven. Reuven's owner sold it. The Bachav is Bachav of Reuven. Reuven owes some money. And that guy comes to Shimon and says, here, I'm first on this field. So why should he get the Paris? Even the Shvach, why should he get? So the loch is, he doesn't take Paris. He gets Shvach. We'll see soon why. He gets Shvach. But by Gazlin, he takes everything. You know why? He says, Shkoyach, you worked my field. It's my field. And Paris to grow my field are mine. If I have a field and Paris grow there, even though you plowed on it, it makes no difference. It's my field. So the Gazlin, who steals something and sells it, when the Nigzah collects it from the Lekach, he takes everything. He takes everything. Masha Inkein, about Bachar, he doesn't take everything. So let's analyze again. Okay, let's go back. Okay, Shmuel told Rechina Mashilas, Meicher, when you're writing your insurance, this is the realtor, the guy who's selling his property. He says, when you write the sale, when you write the HUD statement, do you put in insurance for Shufra, Shvacha, Peri, you put that in? And so what's the case that you have to put it in? What's the case that you're putting it in? If it's Bachoiv, what are you putting Peris in? Bachoiv doesn't collect Peris from you. You never lose. Shimon never loses Peris to Bachoiv. So what, if that's the case, me is Slay Peri. It must be paid when you buy from a Gazlin, I'm insuring you, right? So what's the kasha? Shmuel holds that you don't collect shach or paris. It looks like ribbons. So what's going on? What's Shmuel? Where's the insurance for? Bachav it's not for, you don't have paris. For a Gazlin, you don't do it because it's ribbons. So what's going on over here? It's Tir and Shmuel. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Hakamai Eskina, Gajesh Lekarka, New Chiddushna. The case is that Reuven, who's selling it, has other properties that really do belong to him. And the way Rashi learns, it means that Zok Rashi, which is a karka legazlin, zeh, shemak beul lekeach karka, v'loy moyes, tash lemechzik ribbis. If someone takes away from Shimon, he's going to repay Shimon with Peter Karka. So then it doesn't look ribbis. I give you karka, then I pay you money for the improvement, that doesn't look no ribbis, because I might give you back money, and give you a piece of karka, so it's a sale. I'll give you a land. What's a bigger piece? I'll give you money after that. And money for the shvach. I'll give you a bigger piece of land. That still doesn't look ribbis because I gave you money. I bought something. Once I bought something for you, there's no problem of ribbis. It's only a problem of ribbis when I give you money and you give me back money. That's only a problem of ribbis. So here, that's how Rashi learns. The Ritva actually learns a little different. The Ritva says it's enough you have karka. The Ritva also says, Kiv the shesh le karka, le gazlin, sheshibe le achrayis, hashvach, have a ki'ilu makruloi It's gilu and it's not machzir ribis. If you have karkas enough, that's where the Ritva learns. You don't have to actually give it back, even if you have karkas enough. Omle abaya, is that true? Does yeshle karka help? Which means we know there's a lach and ribis that you cannot lend a saw for a saw. That means if I have a saw of peiros, a saw of apples, and I'm going to lend it to you now, and you pay me back in 3 months, you're not allowed to do that. You know why? Because it's very possible those peiros will change price, and they'll go up in price. They give me back the same peiros, come on, give me back more. So it's the issur d'rabbanan of saw b'saw. So here, how you allowed to do this? It's a problem of saw b'saw. It's a problem of saw b'saw. So and you're not allowed to do that. So Abai says, you think if he has karka, he could do saw b'saw? Like, would that be a heter? So it's very shvar to understand, according to Rashi's pshat, wondering what shaykh is. There you're paying a saw back for a saw, you're paying back peiros for peiros. That's why it's a problem of ribis. But here you're giving back karka. What's the kasha? It's manzapella. So if you're ritva, it's better. Ritva says, if I have karka, I always look at kila, I gave you back the karka. So then it's fine, it's a good kasha. But I saw b'saw should be mutter also, because kila gave back the karka. That's if you're ritva, the kasha. It's a little better if you're ritva. I'm going to buy, if he mutter luva, I saw b'saw makkish a karka. I'm like, no, hasam avach is vini. This whole het of yeshakarka is when you're making a sale. You're making a sale, it's no ribis really, it's just mechzi ka ribis. Even in the case of the Gazlan, it's only mechzi, looks like ribis, not real ribis. I really bought your Brooklyn Bridge, I bought it. And then my answer wasn't true, so it looks like halva. But it's not really halva. When I'm shaking saw abasaw, I lent you Paris to pay me back Paris, that is a real halva. Since it's a real halva, so then the halach is that deal with makbid on maybe change the price. Just as an aside, in Hilchos Ribis, there's Ribis Daraisa by Peiros also. Ribis Daraisa is not only by money. If I lend you a saw of apples to give me back two saw of apples, that's Ribis Ktsutza Daraisa. That's Halacha. It doesn't have to be. It says in the Pasuk, Oichel, Neshach Koldavar, it says Neshach Oichel, Neshach Kesef. It says in the Pasuk, Isser, Ribis, even by food. But here, saw for saw is only Darabanan. Why? Because I'm lending a saw for a saw. Just might go up in price, only Darabanan. But we're saying, there it's Avah, there it's worse, there Yeshle Karaka will not work. A different terrorist of Shmuel. Remember, we have a cash on Shmuel. Shmuel used to ask the cipher, and tell Seifer, you have to ask the Meicher, should you write Shufra, Shifra, Peri, what's the case? So we said, it can't be Bachoy if you don't collect Peri. Elamai must be Gazlan, I Gazlan's Ribis. So one terrorist was Yeshle Karaka. Ikad the Amri and Rav Yosef, the Meicher, Hakamai, is getting going to Chukonim the other. He made a Kenyan on the Shvach, which means he's Mechayiv Meshas the Mecher, that he's going to pay up the Shvach. This is maybe like you were saying before, Mordechai, that he's saying, he Mechayiv himself Meshas the Mecher, I'm going to insure on the insurance on the Shvach. That's not Ribbis anymore. Because Ribbis is only if I give you something back for Schar Ham Tonas Mayas. Here, everyone knows I made a Kenyan when I sold it, that I pay you Shvach. That's clearly not, I'm not paying you extra because you gave me a loan, because I was mechayiv myself right away. So therefore, shekonu miyadoi, and therefore it's not ribis. Only abaye v'chimot aluva saw v'saw makom shekonu miyadoi. Could you do saw v'saw when you make a kinyan that I'm going to give it back to you? Luchay, where does that help? Amalei, no, don't bring a raya from saw v'saw, because there it's a hava, hakaz v'nihil, and it's a sale, therefore it's not a dinyan in such a case. Ad kan, this part of the Gemara. Dr. Baravait. Gufa. Which means like this, that a Bachoiv, Reuven owed a lot of money. Reuven is not the best businessman, he owes money. And he sold off his properties, he sold the property to Shimon. Okay? And not a case of a Gazlan. He honestly sold his property to Shimon. Lemaisa, Reuven owes money to people. And though they came to Shimon to collect it. So now Shimon says, what do you mean? I just put in a bunch of capital improvements into my property. Yeah, you know, why are you taking that? Why are you taking my whole property with all my beautiful capital improvements? So Allah is, he's too bad. Bachayim collects it. What's pshat? Guf, how much more? Bachayim gave it a shach. Amar Rava, teida, shekach koisloi meicha lekeach. This is what the meicha writes to Evi lekeach, that when he sells, Reuven sells Hashem, he writes in the shtar, ana ekum, I'm going to make sure it's sold to you, v'ashvei, I'm going to clean it, I'm going to quiet any rumors, that, you know, any like title rumors on us. Va'adke, I will also be purified from any rumor. Va'amrik, also lots of cleaning from any rumor. I'm going to give this to you a clean title. Zvini ilan, this sale, inun va'amaleam, the property I'm insuring, va'amaleam, the work, v'shavcheim, and the improvements. Va'eika domach, I'm going to make sure you get it back. V'tzvi zvina denon, we want this. Zvina v'kabalayam, we'll kabal on this. So what's the Gemara saying? So Rav is saying, since the Meicher writes insurance in a Shtar V'Lekeich, even for the Shvach, if you look at Rashi, Liv Maschah Inun, Rashi says, V'kimen da'al Meicher hoder gavi Shvachah v'achoyiv Mekeich, v'choyiv Mekeich al Meicher. Since if the V'achoyiv collects the Shvach from the Lekeich is not going to lose. He's getting insurance from the Meicher, therefore we allow him to collect it. He doesn't explain it so much. Look at Tosfos Maschah Teida, in the middle of Tosfos, says the same thing. Since the Meicher is paying the Lekeich back the Shvach, they're not losing anything. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? We let the Balchayv collect. You look at the Rosh, he says, because we want people to get loans, so we allow a Balchayv to collect from Shvach. And with idle, Lekeich losing, he's not losing. Because the Maisa, he's going to go back and collect it from the Meicher, and therefore we allow him to collect the Shvach. So it turns out, if Reuven gave him a property as a present to Shimon, then he shouldn't collect the Shvach, because there's no insurance. So the Balchayv won't collect the Shvach? This is not Rivis. It's not Rivis. You bought something. You bought a property. Because you really bought it. Rashi before, Rashi on yesterday, blah, said, read it inside. It's a Mechirim Aliasi. It looks like I'm selling it back to you. That's all. It's not that Rivis there. He bought a property. Then someone took it away from him. So now it's like selling it back to you, the property. When you buy something, there's no Shalah Rivis. Only when you lend money. By Gazan, the reason it's called Rivis is because there it's not true. I never bought anything. It was a joke. And by Etz Midrash, it's not a Rivis because I really did buy something. But I thought I was buying something. Not a loan. No one gave a loan. But there it's more Mechzik Rivis because everything is money. There's no properties changing hands. Here's a real property changing hands because you really bought it. Al-Kapanim, back here. So back here. Now, we just said, why when you sell something to a Lekeach, could the Balchayv collect from it? Why? Either Balchayv only has a lien on properties, not on capital improvements. There it is, because Lekeach go back to the Meicher and collect it. What about when he gives him a Matana? You don't bring insurance on a Matana. So there, could the Balchayv collect the Shvach? So he says, it shouldn't be able to collect the Shvach. You tell me not to collect the Shvach? I'm like, yes. You know, the Balchayv is not collect the Shvach. So he's telling me a matana has more control over the thing he gets than a mecher, than something he pays for? I'm like, in, yafa, talk about it. Talk about it, because there, Maisa, he doesn't lose, he's going to lose. I have a raya from a braisa to Shmuel, but Ravuna, our friend, zetzai in a different way. The time of the braisa. Someone sells a field to his friend, and a Balchayv is taken away from him. When he goes back to Reuven to collect, he collects the Karen from Mechasim Shvadim. Shvach, he goes to Bnei Chayim. Like we learned before, what's the reason? Because the Shvach is no in Dov Asayf, it's not Dov Akatsov, and therefore we don't get the collect from Shvadim. But so what do you see? It's a clear raya to Shmuel that you collect, that Balchayv collects Shvach, right? It says, you collect Shvach. V'huna, chavre mukalam bilachvina, b'lekech megazdan. Because, what do you see in this braisa? You see in this braisa that the Balchayv takes away the Shvach from the lekech. And therefore, lekech goes back to the Meicher to collect it. So it's a raya to Shmuel. So V'huna says, no, really a Balchayv is not get Shvach. Why should you get Shvach? There's no lean on the Shvach. So what's it talking about? It's talking about a gazdan. By a gazdan, you get everything because I roy ashbach. It's my property made the araki. Shkayach make improvements on my property, but it's my property. So here, so who the chayav mukla mamili lachrina velakech megazdan. When you buy from a gazdan, I can ask me. Shmuel says by a gazdan you don't collect. He'll argue on Shmuel. He's going to say it's about a gazdan, and you could collect shvach from the meicher according to Rav Huna. He'll argue on Shmuel. He's saying it's not right. Shmuel, he argues on all the Shmuel. So. Someone sold a field to Shimon. Reuven sold to Shimon. Shimon improves it. Balchayv grabs it away. When Shimon is being gave from Reuven, kishu gave means rather the Balchayv. Balchayv comes to collect the Shimon's property with the improvements. Kishu gave, this braisa changes something here. Kishu gave, when the Balchayv is collecting from the property, if the improvements are more than the expenses, he takes the Shvach from the Balakarka. So it means like this. If the Shvach is more than the Yetziah, so the Balchayv has to pay for the expenses. He does have to pay, it says over here in this price. A new idea. The Bachayv because Shachas paid for expenses. Now, the Lekeach still lost out, because the Lekeach lost out how much improved more than the expenses that it cost to make the improvements. So it says when the Lekeach, when Shimon goes back to Reuven, he's Goyver the Shvach, Noitos the Shvach Baal Karka, he takes the Shvach from the seller, Vayetziah me Baal Choyv, but he takes the Yetziah from the Baal Choyv who's collecting from him. Vimyetziah is there al Shvach, Ainly al Atzah Shir Shvach me Baal Choyv. And the halacha is that if the Yetziah, the expenses are more than the Shvach, they put in improvements, but it didn't go up in value yet, more than the expenses for the improvements. The halacha is, Ainly al Atzah Shir Shvach me Baal Choyv. Then he just collects the expenses from the Baal Choyv. So here we have a brisa with a new twist that we are told now, either the Baal Choyv collects the Shvach or does not collect the Shvach. Shmuel says he collects the entire Shvach and then goes back to the Meicher. According to Rav Huna, he gets nothing. He gets nothing. He does not collect Shvach. Here we have a brisa that says, Rav Huna said, this is not right. We don't know Rav Huna, Humamish holds, but yeah. So here we have a new brisa that says that there's an in-between stage. The Baal Choyv collects the Shvach, but he has to pay for the expenses that it costs to make those improvements. That's what he has to pay for. So Mara says, what are we talking about here? Elo, what is Shmuel? Is that sign? How does Shmuel learn this price? Ibel kach magazlin, if you're buying from a gazlin, and that's Shim bought from a gazlin, now Nigzal's collecting it, kasha resha, the resha shvach. Because the resha says that you collect the shvach from the meicher, but that's a prime of ribbis. You don't collect shvach. Even b'achoyv, if we're talking about achoyv, kasha reisha v'seifa. If we're talking about achoyv, then the reisha and the seifa shver. Why? You collect the whole thing. You collect even shvach, and it says over here you don't collect the shvach, and you have to pay for the yetzias. What's going on over here? So what exactly? How Shmuel explain this price? Shmuel says two mahalchim. If boy is saying mekach magazlin, if you buy from a gazlin, so how are you going back to the meicher to collect the shvach? And here the father nigzal has to pay full expenses. Because he has to pay. It's like a yoyrid, like we spoke about yesterday. It's like a yoyrid. He has to pay for expenses for improvement. But lemaisa, why is Shimon going back to Reuven? It looks like a ribbis. We said, there's two ways where Shmuel will agree. Either if Reuven has karka, or if he makes a kinyan. So talk about a gazdan. I has a shvach, he made a konam yodu or karka. Collects the shvach, everything. Then goes back to the original guy to collect from. What's his yitzia business? Depends what type of shvach. He's saying here we're talking about a new type of shvach. We're talking about Paris. Paris b'achayv is not that, but here we have Paris that is almost ready. So it's almost ready. It reaches the shoulder. That's a lashon. It's almost ready to cut. So it's almost ready to cut. That's like an in between stage. It's not mamish shvach, but it's not mamish shvach, but it's not peiris either. So here you're going to pay for your tzia. The Rashi doesn't understand such a tzad. Won't be such a tzad, but that's what it is. I'm gilik. So that the difference is that's so the difference. Bachayv collects shvach. When you have peiris that are almost ready to cut, there he has to pay for the tzia. Right, the it's not true. A ma'isim v'chol yoim k'magel shvuah fel shvach amigil k'svayim. Shmuel say he collects shvach. The Baal Choyv collects shvach. Even the shvach amigil k'svayim. It's not Paris, because Paris means that's not attached. No, Paris means not attached, or it doesn't need or even if it's attached, it doesn't need the property anymore. But if it needs the property, it's still considered a karka. But here it's still considered a karka. Break the rajba, so collect the whole thing. It's regular shvach. Teres is Paris, so it's Paris. Don't get it at all. What's in between thing you paid for your tzia? It's hard to understand. It's only a half a minute. Moriah says that's true. He does collect it. So it is considered karka. So what? Everything Gemara like Kasha, hod the masik bay kashir ara v'shvacha, hod le masik bay ele kashir ara to yov v'shvacha umesalik lei. The Gemara teres like this. We have a brisa here that says you pay for your tzia. So what's the case? Ba'achoy. We said the Gazan. We have a case maybe karka or konam yodah. But ba'achoy, what's the case? Is it possible to be ba'achoy? She says yeah. The case is like this. Bachoyv is owed $1 million. This property, it was an $800,000 property, and with the improvements, it's worth $1 million. So then, the Bachoyv takes the entire thing, And then the guy who bought it goes back to Reuven to get his $1 million back. That's if it's a $1 million loan. Let's say the loan is only 800,000. So here, if he wants to collect the entire property, he has to then pay for that difference. He has to pay for the yitzir. Then he has to pay for the yitzir. That's the halacha. Loi kasha, hod the masbe kashir arav shvacha, le masbe ele kashir arav yov loi shvacha masalaklei. So here he pays for the yitzir and he's good to go. So think about it. This is the pella. Think about what I just said. What I just said was, is that if it's $1 million, he takes the whole thing. But if it's 800,000, so he pays for the expenses and takes the $1 million property. Well, Frank tells you, what's going on here? Why should he take the $1 million property? What right does he have for the shvach? Because he pays for the yitzir and now he gets shvach? He's making money on the deal. It's $800 loan. He's walking out with $1 million property and paying only $100 for expenses. $100,000 for expenses. What is going on here? Tois has the kasha. Tell him what Tav Tois is. So Gemara says, so Tois answers, the Gemara is better kasha. It's different kasha. Zok to Gemara, I have a different kasha on you, and then anyway, we should look up this pshat. This whole thing that the Baal Chayiv pays for the expenses and is good to go is only if you hold that a lekeach cannot be mesalik with money. Which means that when someone comes, when the Baal Chayiv comes to lekeach collect the property, he has to give up the property. But another man holds, I can tell the guy here, I'm going to pay you off. I'm going to pay the Chayiv for you, I want to keep the property. Then he'll go back to the Moichah to get back the money. So, if you're allowed to do that, you can move away to the Bachayiv. Let him tell the Bachayiv, if I had money, I would have paid you off and keep my property that I bought. So he says, tells the guy like this, you're going to pay me for the tzia, keep the money, and I want to keep my shvach. I'm allowed to misalak with money. So that money you would have given me, I'm giving back to you. And I'm keeping my shvach. So he's asking, L'chaira, well, how do you have right to take my whole entire property? I'm allowed to be paid to my property with money, right? So you say you're going to give me money. Here, give me the money. Here's the money back. I'm giving you money, I'm keeping my property. The money you're going to give me for the tzia, keep it. And give me my property. So how do you have right to take my property? I can tell you, I'm going to misalak with Zuzi. So Mara says, my eskina, the case is, because you also are paid the key. The case was that Reuven said, this property is a lien straight for you. And therefore, when you have a paitiki, it's a different din. It's like your field. And since it's like your field, so then, it's even, that's why you pay tzia alone. Because it's ke'ilu, the lekech improved your field, your property. It's considered your property. It's like a yoyrit, like Rav Tosfos speaks out. And therefore, he pays just the tzia, not the shvach, and you collect the entire shvach, because that's your property. That paitik is your property. So Gemara's kasha, back to the whole case. The case was here, the Baal Chayiv has to pay tzia. Question was, what's the case? Doesn't he collect the whole shvach? Teretz is not worth the whole thing. So then why, so what's going on with Chal? Teretz is, the case is, it's a paitik, and if it's his property, all he has to do is pay tzia, and then he takes the entire property.